I had to add a PS to this message. As I was studying for this, I came across a commentary that had the following words. Speaking of, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, this commentator said, this expresses the desire of the true child of God. He wishes to live as though he were always engaged in solemn acts of worship and occupied in holy things. He desires peace and joy. Commentator's words, in religion. No! In faith. Grabbing hold of the promises of God. That's what faith is. As if he were in a place where God makes his abode. John, in the 14th, in John's Gospel, the 14th chapter, Jesus, speaking to his disciples, says, in the 17th verse of the 14th chapter, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth it him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. He goes on further. He says, and Jesus answered and said unto him in the 23rd verse, if a man love me, he will keep, that is, guard my words. And my Father will love him. And we will come on to him and make our abode with him. God, through Jesus Christ, having broken down the barrier of that which separates God from his children, that is our sin, which Jesus has put away once and forever, we do. Or we are in a place where God makes his abode. I want to go to one more verse of Scripture. First Peter, second chapter, 25th verse, and close today's message properly. Peter says, for ye were as sheep going astray, but now are returned unto the shepherd, the feeder, the protector of the flock, the people of the land, of God's land, returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Episcopus is the word. Epi in the Greek means on or a fitting contact. The word scopus means to look intently. like at the end or concluding of a race, to provide personalized, firsthand protection. Praise God for His Word, wherein He shows us Himself and the relation He is having with us. I hope you will say along with me, Amen. No doubt, Father. No doubt, Jesus, our great Shepherd.